My name is Victor Kubik, President of the United Church of God. Welcome to Inside United. With us is Scott Ashley, joining us via Skype from Denver, Colorado. He is the managing editor of Beyond Today magazine, pastor of Colorado Springs, Denver, and Frisco churches in Colorado, also an instructor at ABC. And we've been in a discussion about an annual meeting of BAR, the Biblical Archaeological Society, and the Evangelistic Theological Society, which held two concurrent back-to-back conferences in Denver here recently. And he's been speaking about a number of his experiences and lectures. There were thousands of people attending this conference. Nobody could possibly go to all the meetings, but he attended 25 of them. But welcome to Inside United, Scott.
Thank you, Vic. Good to be with you again to talk about this very, very important subject, how archaeology relates to the Bible.
I do have a very important question here. Is what do you feel are the most important archaeological finds that validate the Bible?
I would say, let me preface my answer a little bit with this. Many of the figures in the Bible are not people that you would expect, who would not have been famous or well-known enough that you would expect to find any material evidence that they existed. So, for instance, an Abraham. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the patriarchs are nomads. They are Bedouins. They live a nomadic lifestyle, traveling from place to place, living in tents. You would not expect to find any sort of archaeological confirmation for individuals like that. However, having said that, there have been artifacts found. Let's see, I think the current count is roughly 70 individuals that are named in the Bible that we have hard archaeological data that they existed. Mm-hmm. Often this is in the form of seals or seal impressions. You might think of a signet ring that a king or queen or royal official would use to stamp a seal on a document, to essentially notarize a document, or mm-hmm. to indicate that this was they have officially signed off on this document. Seals were very commonly used from roughly 1000 BC on up to several centuries AD by rulers and governing officials. And we have found dozens of seals and seal impressions from individuals that are mentioned in the Bible. Mm-hmm. One that was just found or just publicized last year may well belong to the prophet Isaiah. It was found in Jerusalem, and incidentally, it was found in the same strata at about 6 to 8 feet away from where a similar seal of King Hezekiah was found. Mm-hmm. And in the Bible, if you read through the accounts from Kings and Chronicles and from the book of Isaiah, you find those two individuals, Isaiah and Hezekiah, interacting quite regularly. And here are their seals found just a few feet apart in the same strata in the ancient city of Jerusalem, exactly from the time level that we would expect to find them. So there are other types of inscriptions found as well. I've been privileged to see a number of these in places like the Israel Museum, the British Museum in London, a few cases on the actual sites, as in ancient Corinth and places like that. So again, literally dozens of individuals mentioned in the Bible. We have hard archaeological evidence that they lived at the time and at the specific place where they're mentioned in the Bible. So mm-hmm. that's a very hard burden for people to try to explain away if they choose not to believe the scriptures.
But people immediately have a bias, a lot of times, against it rather than saying, where can we find the evidence that supports it?
Yes, and there are some very good books coming out in recent years that go into this much more. One book published about 8 years ago, The Archaeological Study Bible, that documents a lot of these things. Just within the last year, a slightly differently titled book, The Archaeology Study Bible, covers a lot of this as well. Another one, The Cultural Background Study Bible. And these document a lot of these finds for us and demonstrate the authenticity of the biblical record.
You spoke about the fact that there were people at this conference who are not necessarily Christian or, you know, theologically oriented towards a divine being, but look upon this as interesting data, science from our planet Earth. And even those who are agnostic or even atheists, can you, you know, comment about some of those people?
Sure. Many archaeologists approach archaeology from a strictly scientific standpoint. Of course, there are many who do rely on the Bible and have come to some rather startling finds as a result of that. But it is a mixed bag between agnostics, in some cases atheists, and Bible believers. So the conference brought together a mixture of all these different mindsets. But one of the more fascinating lectures that I attended was by an individual who's a self-proclaimed agnostic. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, he is a good and reputable scholar, a good historical researcher, and he gave a lecture titled Heaven, Hell, and the Invention of the Afterlife. And he had just finished writing a book that will be titled something very close to that should be published later this year, 2019. And his lecture was about where did the ideas of heaven and hell come from, because as a biblical scholar, as he points out, the conventional idea of heaven and hell is not found in the Bible. It's not found in the Old Testament. It's not found in what Jesus and the apostles preached. So where did the idea come from? And he mentioned a work that is not written by the apostles. It actually dates to a century or so later, called The Apocalypse of Peter. And the content of it, it's kind of an anthology of stories that were current at that time. Again, this is the early 100s AD, after Jesus and the apostles are long dead. And and it gives vivid descriptions of heaven and hell, but they're not from Christian sources. And it's essentially the views of heaven and hell that much of today's Christianity has adopted. Mm-hmm. But again, he mentioned the Bible doesn't teach this. So where did it come from? And he was very clear that that Jesus and the apostles, they taught not in an ever-burning hell, but in what the Bible terms, the Greek word is Gehenna. It's a place of destruction where mm-hmm. things will be burned up, and that the evildoers are burned up. They're not tormented forever. And also that Jesus' followers, the early church, believed clearly in a resurrection. You can see that in 1 Corinthians 15, the resurrection chapter by Paul. They didn't believe in going to heaven. They believed in a resurrection. So his whole lecture was how the modern ideas were an invention. Borrowed from the Greeks. It didn't come out of the Bible. So I found that quite interesting.
Yeah, to be taught those inconsistencies by agnostic is certainly interesting.
Right. I do intend to buy his book when it comes out, because he's a good historical researcher.
Can you recall his name or the book?
Yes, his name is Bart Ehrman, Ehrman. He's written a lot of books. I do not recommend them, because again, he no longer believes in the Bible, but he is a good, generally good historical historian, I would say. Not so good a Bible scholar, but a good historian.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. Well, we're with Scott Ashley, who is pastor of congregations in Denver, Colorado Springs, and Frisco for the United Church of God, also managing editor of the Beyond Today magazine and teacher instructor at Ambassador Bible College here in Cincinnati. We have really enjoyed listening to him talk about a recent conference that he attended for the Biblical Archaeology Society and the Evangelical Theological Society. Any final thoughts, Scott, that you could share with our audience?
Well, I've just been having been involved in archaeology for decades now, most of my life in one form or another, having visited Israel multiple times, Egypt, Jordan, Turkey, Italy, and walked on the same roads as biblical figures like Paul, like Jesus Christ, his disciples. I find archaeology to be immensely personally fulfilling and exciting, and to follow the progress on different sites. They change from year to year. I go to Israel about every 5 to 7 years, something like that. And each time I go, it's a little bit different. More and more has been excavated of these sites, and they're finding more and more that confirms exactly what we read about in the Bible. So it's very exciting times that we live in.
Well, one thing for sure is that all goes back to the Middle East, you know, the Bible and civilization. Be interesting what more finds will be found there in the area of Palestine and also in other areas that are spoken of biblically, you know, Persia, where the Noah's Ark was, you know, and those types of areas. What volume of information can come forward to be a witness of the Word of God as being true? Okay, well, we have really enjoyed having Scott Ashley with us. So thanks for joining us in Inside United. Come back again soon for more.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.